broadcasting from the UNMC College of Nursing. Get ready for RN Huddle, the podcast dedicated to bringing hot topics for and by nurses to the table.
Collaboration is not just a buzzword, it's the cornerstone of delivering comprehensive and effective patient care. In addition, ensuring that nurses and other healthcare professionals possess the knowledge, skills, and abilities to perform their roles is fundamental to improving patient outcomes. By working together, healthcare professionals can leverage their diverse expertise to innovate and enhance their work. This will improve how we educate our nursing workforce and help them continue to develop throughout their careers, ultimately improving patient outcomes. I often wonder how much further we could go if instead of working in isolation to tackle the challenges we face, we came together to build on our existing knowledge and share resources. Imagine the possibilities if we collaborated more closely. Where could that kind of unified effort take us? In today's episode, we spotlight the power of collaboration in healthcare education and nursing professional development, learning how one group has come together to focus on advancing preceptor proficiency. Our guest is Heidi Keeler, the lead principal investigator of the Midwest Clinical Instruction Regional Network, or MCIRN, as you will hear us refer to it throughout this episode. We will share what MCIRN is all about, who is involved, why they are working on advancing preceptor proficiency, what they have accomplished so far, and where they plan to go in the future. My goal for this episode is that our listeners will learn about this collaborative group and inspire them to think about actionable ways they can leverage collaboration to innovate and improve their work today and in the future. I have with me our guest today, Heidi Keeler. So welcome, Heidi. How are you doing today?
Hi there, Nicole. I'm doing great. How are you?
I am fantastic. So why don't you start off by telling us just a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So I am faculty at the University of Nebraska Medical Center College of Nursing. And I have had an interesting path in nursing where I started nursing wanting to do ER. And all I ever wanted to do was acute emergency type nursing, quick moving, high stakes. And somewhere along the line, I started realizing, there's more to this than just the tasks. There's more to making all of this work than just what I'm doing here in the moment. And I started looking at systems levels to see how does all of this work and how can I make a difference. And long story short, I ended up leaving clinical care and going into education because I really thought that I could make a difference and found myself from there moving from a traditional faculty role into continuing professional development. And here is where I fell in love, because this is where you have the opportunity to bring education to practicing nurses, what they need, when they need it. And so I have been practicing in this space since 2011, and I have served as the director for our Continuing Interprofessional Development and Innovation Office. And if that title tells you anything, we are really engaged in trying to push the delivery of education further, to use the burgeoning technology and systems that, you know, change every day, to harness those things in ways that make learning easier, faster, and more effective for our patients. And so I've been in this role as director since 2016. And have enjoyed every minute of it. And so, interestingly, this is where our paths crossed. And so I will be talking a little bit more about that in a minute.
Thank you so much for being here with us today and sharing your expertise on this topic. So I'm really excited to jump into things. But before we get too far, I think it would be important to just set the stage a little bit for our listeners to get them up to speed on exactly what this Midwest Clinical Instruction Regional Network is all about. So why don't you start with sharing what this actually is and maybe who's all involved?
Absolutely. So 2.5 years ago, approximately, the HRSA, the Health Resources and Services Administration, put forward a notice of call for proposal. They were looking to address the issue of preceptorship and clinical instructor preparation in nursing. And truthfully, this was not necessarily a place that I had been spending a lot of time. My focus, as I just mentioned, was in extending and expanding continuing professional development for nurses and the extended healthcare team. But when I saw this notice of funding, I thought, this is really interesting. Like, this is a grant where it's not only our own state, but it's also our region, and it's focused primarily on education of the educators. And so as somebody in my position, this seemed like it was too good to be true. We decided that, rarely in nursing do we see monies dedicated for practicing nurses. You know, there's a lot of grants out there, scholarships to get people into nursing and maybe to get them started in nursing. But as we know, nursing education tends to be the first to get hit when it comes to budget cuts and things like that. So to have dedicated monies to do this work was beyond amazing. So we threw our hat in the ring and we put forward a proposal and really looked at not just the educational components, but the delivery and then the barriers and facilitators around preceptorship and clinical instructor preparation into our proposal. And we're very fortunate to win the award. You know, there's the initial feelings of being elated and this is amazing. I can't wait to get started. And then the reality hits. And we recognized that, yes, this is an institutional award. This is, provided to our College of Nursing at UNMC. However, we had a much bigger charge. And if we were going to reach out and touch as many nurses as possible in our region, then we were going to have to put together a structure that made it warm, inviting, welcoming, and collaborative. And so I loved your intro because collaboration truly is the only way forward in this issue in nursing and in many others. So in the spirit of collaboration, we worked really hard for the first year, just imagining what this should be, what it should look like. I mean, literally what it should look like, what it should sound like, what impression people would get when they heard about our initiative. And so after many iterations and many sketches and many failures, we finally came up with the name, the Midwest Clinical Instruction Regional Network, or MCIRN for short. And we love that name because it's a nod to registered nurses, our profession, that MCIRN portion. But it also recognizes the interprofessional nature of clinical instruction and preceptorship, where every profession has to, you know, onboard their new clinicians. And so although this is nursing focused now, our name indicates that we're welcoming for other perspectives and professions in the future.
I love that. And I want to just go back and, you know, you talked about how, you know, you were really focused on the professional development aspect, innovation, how are we getting nurses in practice, the education they need when they need it. And I think this idea of preceptorship, right, is so key because yes, we can develop the curriculum and we can do all the things, but when nurses are taking new roles, it's really that preceptor who's charged with helping them learn the role at the end of the day. So they can sit in a classroom, they can get that education online, they can do all of the things, but that one-to-one sort of relationship that we use in nursing so frequently to teach people how to do their job, I mean, that's really where I think the magic happens. So I love that your path brought you here. And then now we're actually able to focus on how do we help develop those individuals to really do the work that we need them to do in preparing our nursing workforce for the job in the real life practice environment that they are going to be in.
Nicole, I have a secret to reveal to you and to reveal to everyone that's listening, and I haven't talked about this before. So this is an exclusive for this podcast. When we think about the onboarding of clinicians and the professionalism of nursing, I had a much different experience onboarding than most nurses. So I went into nursing and my first role was as an Air Force nurse. When the nurses were onboarded in the Air Force at the time, there was a transition program established. And essentially, it was a preceptor program with all the surrounding support systems. And so that was my experience moving into the profession, is that there was a built support system, there was a built culture, there was a built curriculum, there were dedicated personnel that were interested in our success, not just as clinicians, but as officers. And this is the component that I think is not to be ignored with nurses. Yes, we want them to have their clinical skills. Yes, we want to grow their clinical reasoning and critical thinking. However, there's another component to this, and that is the professionalism and the leadership and how do we tackle hard situations. And I received that training. And in fact, we were professionals first. We were leaders. We were in charge. From the moment we stepped on the floor, we were the charge of the team. And that was the culture. And so in getting this grant and establishing MCIRN, and we started to really dig into what do we know about preceptorship? What do we know about the preparation and the onboarding? Well, you and I both know that this is not a new idea. This has been around for decades, and MCIRN was not going to roll in and like recreate the wheel, right? But we did notice something. We noticed that in performing a needs assessment across our state and eventually the region, and in really digging into the literature, there wasn't a whole lot written about the entire package like I just described that I experienced. And I think the biggest part that was missing was this professional identity piece. That's a term that I didn't know existed until doing this work. But we tripped upon the work by Dr. Nelda Godfrey down at KU. And the professional identity of nursing is definitely a concept that is not only in line with the onboarding of nurses by preceptors, but also in line in every component of professional development and in professionalism and in well-being and to further push this point forward, if you were to ask other colleagues in other professions their views on preceptorship, you'll find out that they're a lot different than nursing. And so therein lies one area that can definitely better support our new nurses.
Excellent. So you've talked a little bit now about what the Midwest Clinical Instruction Regional Network is. So tell us again, who's involved in this? So it's UNMC, but you spoke to how it's maybe broader than that, right? And you wanted to really look to collaborate. So tell us a little bit more about kind of the current stakeholders that are working on this initiative.
Right. So I think that one of the things that differentiated our proposal from others was that we really knitted a very strong community engagement component into our grant, in that we talked about having a true regional collaboration. And we started in Nebraska, where we partnered with our Nebraska Hospital Association, our Nebraska Rural Health Association, our area health education centers. We connected with our Nebraska Organization of Nurse Leaders, our Nebraska Nurse Practitioners, and had a little bit of conversations with our Center for Nursing too. And so in really talking through all of this, we were genuinely interested in creating an entity that could collaboratively address the issue of onboarding of new nurses and preceptorship and clinical instruction, because we were very aware of the fact that we couldn't do this alone, and no amount of money that was coming from the federal government was going to change that. We needed to create something with this grant that was going to sustain well beyond the initial push. And so with this structure, we kind of replicated it with the rest of the region. Not every region has entities that are structured the same. That was something that we had to learn, that each state puts their structures together in a different way. And this is why creating something that was mutable and accessible, regardless of how you structured your nursing professional development, your oversight, your board of nursing, you know, your collaborators, et cetera, that we needed to create something that worked for everyone. Now, admittedly, Nebraska Medicine was another one of our partners. In fact, our closest partner. We operate across the street from one another, and we share the same institutional logo. So they are definitely our close partners, and they have a lot of experience in preceptor development, onboarding of new nurses. And so we really looked to them to help us get started and to serve as experts. But then we realized too, as we moved our work across the state and across the region, that every clinical facility is different and needs a slightly different structure and needs to edit to fill their needs. That said, we know that there's common components to training that are needed regardless of your setting, but those need to be applicable to where you're practicing. So we've learned a lot, and this collaborative approach has really benefited the final product.
Excellent. And when you say region, what is the region that you're talking about? So outside of Nebraska, who else is involved?
Yes. So we're operating according to the HRSA regions, and this is Region 7, which includes Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas.
Okay. So I think we've got a little bit of the lay of the land here, what it is, who's involved. You kind of started to get into this where you were talking about maybe why we wanted to focus on the development of preceptors, but maybe we could get into that now a little bit more. So the grant was out there, you applied for it because you knew how important it was. Maybe in general, let's talk a little bit about why do we have to worry about preceptor development? So in our program, you know, really focused on the development of new nurses. And one thing that we identified several years ago too was a nurse residency program alone isn't going to solve all the problems with new grad retention, right? There's a lot of moving components to helping them to be successful. So let's get into that now.
So again, being Nebraska based, we initially had a pretty small circle of vision. We looked across our own state to see what we had, and we did not have a statewide preceptor or clinical instructor product. This was how we were entering into this development of our initiatives. However, when we expanded our vision regionally, what we found is that we, as Region 7, are extremely strong in developed preceptor products and expertise. And so this is why we're talking today, because of the fact that you have this developed program, you have this podcast that came out of these initiatives, and the essential nature of having something accessible to nurses is well established. And similarly, in Kansas and Missouri, there is a preceptor academy that that kind of looks at the same things. That said, we also know that one-time training doesn't necessarily work, nor does didactic training work without application. So as we looked around, we could see that the development of training for preceptors and clinical instructors kind of stopped after the initial training. So we know that we need to repetitively expose nurses to situations so that they can figure out how to respond, so that they can apply the knowledge that they had received to real situations. And so we have started to create a series of application challenges so that nurses kind of artificially get exposed to these situations before they happen, so that nurses can figure out, okay, how would I respond? What concepts would I apply here? How can I make this smooth and as comfortable for my new orientee as possible? And not only using the mental concepts, the didactic concepts, but also knowing how to respond emotionally, being able to have self-regulation and role modeling professionalism as you're responding to these situations. So we decided to create these. And this, I think, is the addition to the regional resources that MCIRN will offer, in that it follows the principle of repetitive training. It uses application level information and delivery mechanisms, and it extends training over time to push nurses towards preceptor mastery.
You know, I think in practice, sometimes what happens, and I don't think, I know in practice what happens, is we have a really good clinician and we say to ourselves, we have this new nurse person new to this role. They need to learn how to do the job. This person's really good at their job. Let's just put them together and one will teach the other what to do. And what we know now is that just because you know how to do a job doesn't mean you're necessarily great at teaching somebody else how to do the job. And so this idea of actually focusing on some of that didactic knowledge of what does it actually mean to be a good preceptor is key. And as you said, it can't be a one and done. Like, we don't, just like we don't learn how to be a nurse perfectly the first time, we're not going to learn how to be a preceptor perfectly the first time. And so we need that opportunity to practice, to come back to the concepts, to apply the concepts, et cetera. So I just love that this group is focusing on that, and they are helping others in the region have the resources to do the same. Because I know for us, for instance, we were able to develop our initial preceptor training, which is a great solid foundation. And we had funding, much like yourself, to do that. But then moving forward, it's like, okay, what do we do and how do we get more of this? So this is a great, great solution. And I'm really excited that it does exist for us as well here in Iowa.
It goes back to your original statement of collaboration. So we do not have unlimited resources. We don't have the luxury of having everyone on this issue that needs to be on this issue to change, to create transformational change in the onboarding of nursing. But we tend to be siloed, and we tend to do the best that we can in our silos, and we end up doing repetitive work. One of the true missions of MCIRN is we don't want to just recreate the wheel. We know that there are experts across the nation that have a handle on what do you need to know to be a good preceptor. So we very intentionally shifted a lot of our resources towards extending what this region already has, and hopefully extends what nursing as a profession has across the nation, in not just the didactic, but in the application of the skills. Like you said, we're trying to use the same principles that we use with our students when they're learning nursing, with the preceptors who are learning preceptorship. And you're right, it is a different skill set, and it is definitely something that some people are born with it, but they're actually, if you're born with it, you're practicing certain skills that you have innately picked up, but other people can pick them up when they're, you know, when they're delivered to them in this way. And I'll give you just one short example, because it's something that preceptors talk about all the time. Like, when do I just jump in, and when do I let them struggle and possibly let the patient get irritated or whatever? And so the difference is the concept of mentoring versus coaching. You know, a mentor can come in and take over and show you how it's done and really take charge of a situation. And then the preceptee wants to be like them. They want to be like their mentor. It's like role modeling. Now, a coach, on the other hand, is someone who asks you the questions, asks the preceptee the questions. How do you handle this? Let's dig into your knowledge base. Let's put two and two together. It's just a different mindset. Nurses are trained to take care of issues and to take care of them quickly, efficiently, and to the best experience of our patients. That doesn't apply when you're bringing a new nurse into the fold. You need to take a different approach. And so something as simple as that, just being made aware of the difference and how you can shift intentionally, makes a world of difference for the person who's being onboarded.
Absolutely. So in the last few months, you know, we've had a chance to visit, and I always feel like I could learn a little bit more about your group. But if I remember correctly, you received this grant, you said, about 2.5 years ago, and you've been really busy ever since developing this. So tell us, in maybe a little bit more detail now, what you've done in the last 2.5 years that is kind of out there and has been available.
Right. So I mentioned the evolution of MCIRN earlier, and I told you that we thought a lot about what it sounded like and what it looked like. And so what it looked like is actually important. You can't really see this on a podcast, but we worked a long time on our logo too. And our logo, which I invite you to check out on mcirn.com, it looks like a chat box, only it's got three colored nurses on the inside of the chat box. And the chat box itself is made up of like the earbuds of a stethoscope. So we really love that because, again, it indicates collaboration, the learning together, the stronger together, all the concepts that we know are going to make nursing be able to join hands and address these issues together to get to success. So our first step, like I told you, was we didn't have an accessible training program in Nebraska. So we created our first product, which is MCIRN Process Precept. And Process Precept is aimed towards the preceptor level orientation of new nurses. And the first product was Need to Know Skills Updates. And we called it that because we knew that there were nurses that were already precepting. They might have already gotten training, but they didn't know what the state of the science or the developments in precepting may have been since they received their initial training themselves, whatever that looked like. If they didn't receive any training, well, this would serve as that. But this also was designed just to bring everybody to the same place and the same thinking and the same recognition of the concepts that would lead to success. When we looked nationally, we saw that that Sigma Theta Tau had a book out called Mastering Precepting, and inside it had a model which Beth Ulrich crafted and put together using all of the literature up to date in that book and in that model. And since then, it's had several editions published, with the most recent one being last year. Then we noticed that the ANPD, the Association of Nursing Professional Development, they picked up the model and did a nationwide survey on what are the roles and the jobs and the tasks and what does the job of precepting really look like. And what they were doing is comparing the model, the Ulrich model, with what was coming in from the field. And with that, they developed competencies. We also looked for what is the standard for the expectations of nursing to bring up the next generation versus eating our young. And I hate that expression, but it's true. Incivility in nursing is a real thing. And we had to find a way to ensure that the preceptors weren't doing that unintentionally. And that's when we found professional identity in nursing, as I explained earlier. We put all of those together into our first product, and it resulted in a 6-hour live training that our hospital association and Rural Health Association and Nebraska Medicine help us to deliver across the state. This process precept need to know skills update is available for any of our regional partners. However, we're very respectful of what's already in place. Then we upgraded process precept using our own iXL building, which is dedicated towards simulation and virtual learning. And we created videos that we incorporated into our live training. And my favorite part about this, Nicole, is it includes voices like from your colleagues. And there's just a series of preceptors and preceptees that kind of talk about their experience. And then the learning comes from dissecting what concepts are actually truly underpinning what's coming out of their mouths. It's really fun. And the same goes for the situation videos. We extended further. We did another batch of videos with the intention of creating these oh no situations in preceptorship. And this is our advanced concepts training. And so for every video, we have a couple of concepts associated with that video that you can apply to the situation. And we have a couple of expert preceptors like talking about the situation, and the learner learns through this very interactive, multimodal type of training module. In the future, we're looking to create a fellowship where we string all of our trainings together to include a component on what to do when you're precepting a student. Some deep dives into a few concepts such as leadership, and then knitting it all together with an application challenge at the end. So it's been a very busy, we're coming to the end of our second year and we're entering into our third year come the 1st of October. But we've been busy, we've built a lot, but we have a whole lot more to do.
It sounds like it. I just love the idea of hearing from real life preceptors out there in the field, having experts talk about those themes that are coming out of their testimonials, if you will, and really focusing on that application piece, because I think that's one thing that sometimes we miss is it's not just about the content, right? But it's about how do I actually apply the content when I'm out there in front of a patient with a new nurse trying to help them learn their role. So you've done a lot of really amazing things. I think you've got a lot of really amazing things in the next couple of years that you're going to get done. And I can't wait to kind of see the end result of all of this. So I really appreciate you sharing about this great initiative and all the great things that you've done so far. So if we have listeners in Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, or Missouri, and they haven't heard about you, or they want to learn more about what you have to offer, or they want to get maybe involved in what you're doing, where should they go or who should they contact?
Well, first of all, I want to make sure that all of the listeners know that this is not necessarily a Nebraska thing. Yes, we are overseeing the construction of the products and things like that, but we definitely are interested in bringing anyone who is interested in helping. We're interested in knitting together the existing products. For example, I know that you have a preceptor program here in Iowa. We're certainly interested in bringing nurses through that program and into some of the advanced challenges that MCIRN has. I fully expect that partnership is the way that we train ourselves into a better workforce. If you want to find out more information, you can go to mcirn.com. We don't have everything posted on there yet, but we do have some basic information. You can see that logo. And we also have worked really hard to highlight what every state in the region is doing. So no matter what state you are in the region, Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, or Missouri, you've got a spot in MCIRN and you can highlight the good work that you've been doing. Our vision also is for experts and anyone who really is interested in preceptorship. If you want to contribute to this, we don't want to steal your intellectual property. We definitely want to give attribution where attribution is due. But if you want to share something on this website, you can do that. And also, we're setting up a community where we can come together and discuss these issues, kind of like a listserv blog kind of thing, to create a community, because sometimes, especially across our more rural places across the region, you feel kind of alone and you feel like you don't have the resources that you need or want or dream about. And so we want, again, it's that collaboration. That's the underlying theme of all of this. And we definitely invite new ideas, new thoughts about collaboration, and new direction in this too. We do know that we have experts in our region who are working on the technological aspect of this, how to better deliver education, what are the preferences of preceptors when, you know, when trying to get the information that they need. So there's just so much talent in this region. And so MCIRN just wants to bring it all together and bring a huge spotlight into these solutions for all of our nurses.
Excellent. Well, we have talked about so many wonderful things today. You shared with us, you know, the basics around MCIRN, who's involved, why we are looking at advancing preceptor proficiency, and what you've done so far and plan to do in the future. So thank you for sharing all of that with us. But before we go, I do have one last question, and I tend to ask this of all of our guests. So when it comes to this topic, so preceptors, and we could be talking about either students, new grads, or even advanced practice registered nurses. I know we haven't talked a lot about that today, but that's also kind of a piece of this potentially moving forward. So what is one thing that maybe you often see organizations either doing wrong or wasting resources on that you really don't feel like is making a difference? And what would you tell them to do instead? Or on the flip side, if you want to take more of a positive approach, because I kind of like to take a positive approach, what's one thing that you are seeing that seems to be making really significant impact for these organizations when it comes to this idea of preceptors?
I think there's, I know you say one thing, but this is one thing that's kind of an interconnected combobulation of a couple of things. We have such a push in the nursing profession to get clinicians out on the floor as fast as humanly possible, because we are the link that patients have with getting care for their very complex situations. Nurses are always in demand. There's an exodus of nurses from the bedside that has been kind of systemically influenced. And I think part of it is because we need to slow down and we need to ask ourselves as a profession, how do we make sure that we successfully onboard new nurses and get them to a place where they feel comfortable and prepared and resilient to continue to do the work that it takes to be a bedside nurse or a clinical nurse or any nurse that is involved with patient care, because patients are difficult to take care of just due to the complex needs that they have and the emotional states that we have to deal with, just the very difficult nature of the job. And we can't just think that getting them clinically prepared is enough. We have to give them onboarding by preceptors that know what they're doing and have the skills themselves to be able to bring up these skills, clinical and professional and resiliency in our new nurses. Now, this is a systems problem. This isn't only a nursing problem. This is a hospital administrator issue. This is a nursing education issue. This is a payer issue, and this is a patient issue. So I think when we talk about collaborations, it's not going to be just us that solves this issue. We have to start reaching out and extending into those areas and getting buy-in that this is important and this needs to be funded and this needs to be supported, because everyone will be a patient at one point or another and they want to make sure that their nurse is prepared in all ways to handle whatever their medical condition might bring up at the time. So I know that was a really long answer and it wasn't a simple solution, But I think this initiative is the start to that. You did talk about APRNs. When we talk about preceptorship with that demographic, it's even more dire than the RN level. And MCIRN does have an initiative to look at preceptorship in APRN training, but that's for another day. But the principles are the same. This cannot be an issue that a couple dollars get thrown at it and the solution will find itself. It has to be a systems level change. So that's what we're trying to do. And we're just going to keep marching on towards that dream because our patients deserve it. We deserve it as nurses. And society truly deserves that too.
Well, thank you so much, Heidi, for sharing your expertise with us today and sharing all the great things that you've been involved in with the MCIRN.
Well, thank you, Nicole. And I'm going to say the same to you. Thank you for your over a decade of work paving the way for the rest of us and making sure that nurses in Iowa have the very best. So hopefully we can learn from you and again, better together, right?
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to RN Huddle. To stay connected, follow us on Twitter and Facebook at UNMCCNE or check out unmc.edu/CNE for more program information.